The storm hit yesterday evening as the sun was going down. The storm passed, but the power still hasn't come back on. The air was still, no air conditioning, and silent. No fans, computers, TVs to make noise. I put on my weekend cotton dress, sassy belt, hair in a bun, no panties. It was morning, and we were on the couch drinking coffee. I was huddled under the window, using the sun to read an old copy of Wired. He was reading some paperbacks. My feet were jammed under him, warming my toes. Then I parted my legs, lifted my skirt, let him take a look at his goods. He glanced over briefly, but didn't immediately look at me, even though this was clearly a ploy for his attention. After a minute or so, he reached his hand over, his eyes never leaving the page, and ran his hand up my leg to the lips of my now bare pussy. "You shaved?" he asked. "Yes. It's dark, but the hot water works," I said, casually flipping past an ad to some full-page infograph. He began running his fingers gently across my pussy. "You want to play a game?" he asked, finally looking up from his page. I nodded and put on a big smile. "Here's the rule. You can't come unless I'm licking your pussy. Understood?" he asked. Another nod. I lifted my skirt even higher and dropped my knees a little more to the side. "Touch yourself," he said, and turned his eyes back to the book. A little confused, but still wet from the attention, I began rubbing my clit, lightly and gently, as I would if I were alone and wanting to come. Soon, light whimpers began, then moans. "Do you want to come, little girl?" he asked, looking away from his book to see me, legs spread wide so close to him, fingers drenched in wetness. "Yes, sir. May I please come now?" I asked. He gave me a sly smile. "Nope. You know the rules," he answered. I groaned in frustration. At that point, I thought I'd try begging. I kept rubbing and tried out some more, pretty pleased with a cherry on top, talk about how I would suck the cum out of his cock so well, how I'd lick his balls and let him fuck me however he wanted. He mouthed and didn't budge. It didn't work. More direct action was needed. I moved to my knees and began lightly rubbing myself while also kissing his neck, nuzzling my mouth to his neck and chest, whispering, "Please." That didn't work either. "I'll do anything to come," I managed to get out. "You mean anything?" he asked, finally turning his attention to me. He turned to face me, shifting both his hands to my inner thighs and the lips of my wet pussy. He moved my own hands out of the way and replaced them with his own. He began soft and slow. More groans. "Would you suck my toes right now? Would you do that so I would lick your pussy and make you come?" he asked, his fingers tracing the skin on my inner thighs. "Yes, sir," I said. I meant it. My knees were shaky. "Would you, I don't know, let me come on your tits and send you back to work without letting you clean up?" "Yes," I got out. I meant that too, very seriously. Now, I started thinking about it, how much I wanted to do those things. I realized he was fucking with my head, probably. Because if the intended effect was to make me want these things, it worked. His fingers kept going. "Would you drink my piss?" he asked. It felt the same because I would, and I meant it. I almost lusted after it. Yes, I said. I turned my head away and shut my eyes tight. Would you lick my asshole? He asked. The question derailed me, but after a pause, the answer was clear. Yes, I answered. Good. Good girl. He answered and slid down to his knees on the floor. His tongue met my clit like ice to a hot pan. My body convulsed. He really knew how to fuck with every part of me. I opened my eyes and smiled as I came.